بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب في النهي عن البدعة ومحدثات الأمور. This is the next chapter, chapter number 18. And in it is the explanation that it is prohibited to make bid'at, to bring new things into deen. Deen is completed with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his teachings. And we are not allowed to bring any new things into deen. The last chapter was that it is compulsory to submit to the command of Allah and the decisions of Allah and His Rasul. Now in this chapter, we are commanded that we should stay away from all bid'ah, from all innovations, new things in deen. Bid'ah are not only what we commonly understand, like people make chaliswa, for example, they make quras, they make a Ghiyarwi Sharif, all that, but also all the new modern things, the new things that are brought into deen, modern things. Deen does not need a facelift. Deen doesn't have to be renewed. Deen is that deen which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam brought, and that was complete and perfect. And we must follow according to that. With regard to that, the first ayat in this chapter, فَمَاذَا بَعَدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ. Allah says, what is there after the truth but only deviation? That is, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came with the truth and the full truth. The glass is full. Now you can't put anything else in there. Now the only thing that can come, if you add anything, it is different from what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught, and that is deviation, that is the wrong thing. Because the complete right things, when Allah revealed the ayah, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum, I have completed your religion for you. Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati, and my very special favor, I have completed that for you. Wa Raditu Lakum Al-Islam Deena, and I have chosen Islam as your way of life. So this was, the whole deen was completed. Now when a thing is complete, you can't add anything more. Whatever you add will be imperfect, will be a deviation. It is complete, and it is complete from Allah Ta'ala, who is the all-knowing, who is the all-powerful. Everything is in the hands of Allah, and Allah gave us this complete and perfect deen. If we, with our limited knowledge, intellect, what is our obedience of Allah, our piety, it is nothing. What can we add to the deen of Allah? The deen of Allah is complete. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, مَا فَرَّطَنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, that in this kitab, that is the Quran Sharif, we have not omitted anything. Everything what was necessary for your guidance, we have included all of that in the kitab. So if we add anything into deen, bring new things into deen, then it is as though we are saying that deen was not complete. Allah did not complete it. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not complete it. And now we have to add and complete the deen. We have to add any, whatever bid'at there are, whatever rusumat, customary things there are, whatever modern things there are, that we have to bring this into deen. In other words, we are saying deen is not complete. Deen was not perfected. There were many things, na'udhu billah, which were omitted in deen, which of course is not the case at all. Deen is complete. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. If ever you dispute in any matter, that is about deeny matters, you have some differences of opinion, that is this part of deen, is it not part of deen, is this right or is it wrong, then what must you do at such a time of dispute? Return the matter to Allah and His Rasul, that is to the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. See what does the Quran Sharif say about this matter. See what does the Hadith say about this matter, and follow that which is in the Quran and Hadith. In other words, your benchmark, your mark of your of living correctly. What? How do you know? What is your guideline? It is Quran and Hadith.
It is the commands of Allah and the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is what we must see and that is what we must follow. So whenever any new things come into deen, then check whether that is part of Quran or Hadith or not. If it is not part of Quran and Hadith, it must be rejected. If it is what Quran and Hadith teaches, then that is welcome. Because that is what we must follow, what Quran and Hadith teaches us. Allah give us tawfiq, and Allah give us tawfiq to go out in Jamaat also, where we are taught continuously that our success lies, in fact, lies only in fulfilling the commandments of Allah and the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we have to learn that way of life practical. And when we go out in the path of Allah, then from morning to night we are in the environment of the masjid, the environment of the malaika, and we are taught to live a proper sunnat life. And that then should be maintained, like we go in Jamaat for 40 days, 4 months, whatever it might be, and we are sit on the floor all the time and eat. So it must not be when we go home, then we sit at the table again. We must carry on what we have learned. As long as we are in Jamaat for 3 days, 4 months, we make all our namazes with Jamaat, with Takbir-e-Ula. When we are back home, it mustn't happen that we miss our Jamaat, that we miss our Takbir-e-Ula. So we learn and we are taught this practical, correct way. And the necessity is to maintain it even when we go back home. Just like what we learned in Ramadan, we brought a change in our life. Now after Ramadan, we mustn't go back to our wrong ways of before. What we learned, corrected ourselves, that is what we must follow. That is when goodness will come. But if we are always going front and back, when we go in Jamaat, we go Umrah, we go Khanqa, Ramadan comes, and then we go front, we become very pious. But after that, we go back again where we were. Like that, a person doesn't move front. We can't go front and back. We have to move front all the time. That is when we will progress in the path of Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah.